Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thanksgiving to those of you who will be celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is a great day in the kingdom. And Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I know some of you are quite busy because you have a lot to do. People are depending on you and you wanting to do your best. And so you're busy trying to get done every single thing that you can do. Well, take a couple of minutes off and sit down, if you can, and spend some time with the Lord and with us at Miracle Internet Church, because we are Christian Internet Church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And we also meet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time and whatever time it is when you wake up around the globe, because God loves us and we love the Lord. And we have service and we have Holy Communion and we have the Word of God. And everyone's blessed. Amen? Well, I want to remind you of our announcement that on this coming Friday evening, that's the day after Thanksgiving, we will not be having a live broadcast because the leadership is going to take an evening off. Amen? In accordance with the scriptures. You see, after God worked, he rested. So we're going to act like him. We're going to do that too. So there will be a sermon posted in the MSC radio chat for all of those who would like to hear a message. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we will be back with you on Sunday at our regularly scheduled time. And a cheery good evening to all of you first-time listeners. We welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'd like to invite you to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage at www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. Amen. And we want to thank the Lord for his goodness to us. God's been good to us, saints. He's been very, very, very good to us. And he is still in the blessing business. That's right. And if you've been participating with us, you've been participating in the messages and the fasts and the prayers and the warfare, you're getting blessed too. Amen? You are not the person that you were in January. No, you are stronger and you are better and you are changed in Jesus' name. And as we continue to follow the Lord and grow, we expect more change. Why? Because God is making us like him. And that's what we want to be, like him. Amen? Not like who we used to be, like him. So, if you're having to play sous chef while you're listening, go right ahead. People are depending on you. And we pray that you have a bountiful blessing on tomorrow with whomever shows up to eat, you know. There are those that show up to eat, and there are those that show up because they're blessed. Aha! You never thought about it like that. Yes, there are those that show up just to feed their bellies, and there are those that show up because they are so grateful for what the Lord has done. Amen? I'm going to be one of the so grateful for what the Lord has done. Amen? And I pray that you are too. So, going to go before the Lord our God in prayer. Yes, we are before the Lord our God in prayer. We want to thank him for his bountiful blessings that he's given us. We want to say we are grateful for all that he has done. You know, we may have circumstances that don't quite suit us yet, But look at what God has done. He sustained us in the midst of those circumstances. He didn't walk off and leave us and say, okay, you're on your own. No, he's right there with us. He's right there with us, whatever the situation may be. And he's held us. He's given us strength. He's given us power. He's given us endurance. He's given us resistance to temptation. He's blessed us in so many ways. And I would pray that each of us would take a little time out to think about just how blessed we really are. You know, it's been a while since you were a rank sinner when you didn't care and you just did any old thing. Kind of forgotten about some of who you used to be because you've grown so very much. But I do believe that if you could look back at who you were, you wouldn't recognize your old self. You'd say, who is that? It's the old you. And you're not that anymore. Isn't that a great thing? You're not yet who you're going to be, but you're most certainly not who you used to be. And I know I'm happy about that. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we thank you. With gratitude, with love, with humility, with deep appreciation, we thank you. And we offer unto you thanksgiving. We come before your presence with praise and thanksgiving because we're thankful to you. The Bible says, Lord, in Ephesians that we're to give thanks always for all things unto you. So we thank you for all things. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Got a flat tire? Give thanks. Ran out of eggs? Give thanks. Ran out of money? Give thanks. Ran out of patience, give thanks. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The kitchen sink is leaking, give thanks. The brakes aren't working on the car, give thanks. The kids are running around tearing everything apart, give thanks. Yes. In everything, give thanks. This is how God trains his children and trains his prayer warriors to be thankful and to bless his name and to praise him. Amen? Because God has a habit of turning things around. You can't find what you're looking for. You know you laid it down right there, and you turned around, and it was gone. Give thanks. You can't find what you laid down yesterday, and you're still looking for it. Give thanks. Somebody got in your face and was rude to you. Give thanks. They cut you off in traffic 3 different times. Give thanks. They're dumping their garbage in your yard. Give thanks. Yes, give thanks. You were praying something to God and you just couldn't remember the scripture. Give thanks. Yes, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You went to the store to purchase something so that you could make that dish. And guess what? They're out. Give thanks. You still don't know how many people are coming because nobody ever bothers to call to tell you. They just want you to cook. Give thanks. Amen. Give thanks. You need some sleep. You're tired. You're weary. You've been working, and now you've got more work to do. Give thanks. Give thanks. In everything, give thanks. And Father, you call us to be content. You say having food and clothes, to be content therewith, that godliness with contentment is great gain. You don't want us to be anxious and wrought up about what we don't have. You want us to be grateful for what you have provided, and you will provide more. We thank you, Lord, that you daily load us with benefits, and we have decided to honor you, Lord. We will not forget your benefits. We will not forget that we're saved from our sins. We will not forget that you've washed us in the blood. We will not forget that you heal all of our diseases and that you've taken all our griefs and our sorrows. We thank you. Yes, we do. We give you thanks because your mercy endures forever. We give you thanks because you give us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. We give you thanks because you cause us to triumph. We give you thanks, Lord. So we praise you for your goodness and for your wonderful works. We praise you because you're God. We bless you. And with all that's within us, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, that everything that hath breath can praise the Lord. Even our pets. Even our pets can praise the Lord. We want to thank you for every answered prayer, Lord. There have been a lot of them, but we want to take this moment to thank you for answering every single prayer and providing the solution that was needed. We give you praise, Lord. You keep your word to us because you're faithful, and we appreciate your faithfulness to us. We appreciate, Lord, every time we have an issue, you are our solution. All of our answers are found in you. We've grown. We've learned. We've been exposed. And there's so much more. But you love to feed your children. So we want to bless your name, Lord. We want to praise you continually out of our mouth. And no matter what happens or does not happen tomorrow, Lord, you are our praise. You are our blessing. We thank you for having a time set aside, having moved on the hearts and lives of men, to set aside a day, a time, for people to come together and to give you thanks and to display their gratitude for your many blessings, your mercy, your grace, and your love toward us. We thank you, Lord. You're a very good God. And beside you, there is no God at all. So we want to thank you also, Father, for the victories of spiritual warfare. You're teaching our hands to war and our fingers to fight. You've given us armor. You've given us your word. You've given us your power. You've given us the name of Jesus. We are amply supplied for the victory that we're to walk in. And we thank you for every prayer. We thank you for every weapon. And we thank you for every victory. We thank you, Lord. What would we do without your leadership? What would we do without your direction? We thank you that you taught us not to lean to our own thoughts and our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you will direct our paths. We thank you, Father, for all of the direction and all of the counsel and all of the wisdom that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, that you've caused us to mature. And we appreciate the change. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want, because you have amply supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So we cast all of our cares upon you, Father, because we know that you care for us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels and your praising angels. And most of all, we thank you for your very presence. You've taught us not to fear, and we've grown, Lord. Oh, have we grown. We're no longer slaves to fear. We know now that we're a child of God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, underlings, demonic assignments, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, satanic agendas against the righteous. We bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name, and we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom and his agents. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness and placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for those missionaries that were released. And we thank you, Lord, for the safety and well-being of those who are yet to be released in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Father, for your perfect outworking of this situation without one life being lost in the name of Jesus Christ. We cover their lives with the blood of Jesus. We cover their thoughts and their emotions and everything about their lives with the blood of Jesus Christ. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. And we speak to those demons that are holding those Christians hostage. We bind you in the name of Jesus, and we command you to set them free. We command you to set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, you cannot hold them. They belong to Jesus. And as long as they are there, they're going to continue to witness to the love of God, that these people might be saved. We thank you, Father, that as long as they're there, salvations will be taking place. We will take them from you, Satan, in Jesus' name. Since you hatched this nasty plan to kidnap them anyway, we're turning the tables on you in the name of Jesus Christ. We're taking them captive. We take them captive in the name of Jesus. We take them captive by the blood of the Lamb. We take them captive by the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to thank you, Lord, that the gospel is being preached and the word of God is being released right in the middle of the camp of captivity, where you come and set the captives free. We want to thank you, Lord. We thank you for the light of your word always being there to be seen, to be demonstrated, to be heard, to be experienced. We thank you, Lord, for your very presence in their midst, because the Bible declares that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. So you're in the midst of that camp, Lord. You're in the midst of that place where people are being held against their will. We thank you, Lord, for encouraging their hearts and their spirits. We thank you, Lord, that they'll tell their testimonies of how you changed their lives, that though their captors will be taken captive by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We want to thank you for it. We want to thank you for the testimonies. We want to thank you for the miraculous. We want to thank you, Lord, for your power being released in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. And we lift up to you, Father, those that are still in Afghanistan that should be somewhere else. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demons that are holding them captive in Jesus' name, even the governmental demons in Jesus' name. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We chain you with eternal chains unto darkness. We cry out to the righteous judge, and we call for his judgments to be released in the earth in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for protecting their souls. We release Psalm 91 over them right now in Jesus' holy name. We ask, Lord, that you give them encouragement, that you give them safety, that you give them peace, that you give them consolation. That they would not lose their faith in you, Lord. Let them hold on to their faith. Let them hold on to the word of God, because your word never fails. So we give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We trust you, Lord. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We thank you, Lord, for clean water. Father, we lift up those Christians that are being held against their will. They have to go underground to have a church in China. Well, Lord, we ask you to touch their hearts and touch their minds and stir up your word within them, Father. Stir up the fire of your word in their hearts and in their spirits, Lord. Let them take a fresh hold of the truth of the word of God. Let them see you as their strength. Let them see you as their might. Let them see you as their power, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over every oppressive spirit that would come to weigh them down in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus Christ. We send the oppression of the oppressor back upon the head of the oppressor himself. No, you will not oppress them, for the word of God has lifted them up, because he is the glory and the lifter up of their heads. So we bind every spirit of depression, every spirit of oppression, every spirit of heaviness, and we take on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you. We lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting, and we praise you, Lord. For you are the great I am. You are the Lord God Almighty. You are the one who avenges us. You are the one who protects us. You are the one who provides for us. You are our creator. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our everything. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for those with heavy hearts, Lord. There's lifting up in you. The hands that hang down, we lift up. And we strengthen the feeble knees in the name of Jesus. We release the power in the name of Jesus Christ to break the power of suicide in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus. We bind the mouths of those devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid them to attempt to hurt you in any way. We send those demons into confusion. We send division and confusion into the devil's camp in Jesus' name. He's a liar. He's always been a liar. He'll always be a liar. the truth is not what the devil said. Your life is valuable in the name of Jesus Christ. It's valuable to God and it's valuable to people. Whether you believe it or not, it's the truth. It's valuable to the body of Christ. It's valuable to the whole world. You are yet to see who you really are and who you will become when you turn your heart and your life over to Jesus Christ. He is your creator, and he endowed you with gifts and with talents and with abilities and skills that make you different from everyone else on the planet. And he wants to develop you into the person that he's always dreamed you would be. But don't you dare cut yourself short. Don't you dare shortcut your destiny. Just because you can't see it with your natural eyes does not mean that it's not there. You can't see through a wall, but what's on the other side of the wall is most definitely there. So open your eyes to Jesus Christ and see him as your Savior. See him as the one who hung on the cross for you, and his blood was shed to wash away your sins. And his blood was shed to give you another chance at life, not just life on the earth, but eternal life with him forevermore. Father, we claim the souls that ought to be in the kingdom for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us this opportunity to come to you and to say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, and I ask you to forgive my sin. Yes, I have sinned. I've done wrong, and I'm considering taking my life. But you gave me life, not so I could sit here in disgust and frustration and hatred and bitterness and anxiety and ruin. You want me to turn my life over to you, Jesus, so that you can make it that beautiful thing you always wanted it to be. I ask you to help me to believe you. I believe that you are God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sin. I believe that your Father raised you from the dead, and now you're seated in heaven. And I believe that you can help me. So I'm going to ask you to come live in my heart and to be my personal Savior and the Lord and Master of my life. I turn my life over to you, Jesus Christ, and I ask you to make something beautiful out of the mess that it has become. I thank you for forgiving my sins. I thank you for forgiving my family's sin, and I thank you for healing my broken heart and my confused mind. Amen. Father, we come in agreement with those who prayed the prayer. And we thank you. We thank you for blessing them. We thank you for changing them. We thank you for the transformation. We thank you for new hope. We thank you for new courage. We thank you for new strength. We thank you, Lord. And we place them in your hands in Jesus' name. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, electronic, technology, digital demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils. Father, we bind their demons in the name of Jesus Christ. Pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, and their attacks. Sorcery devils, awful. Seducing, womanizing, drone spirits. whoredom and promiscuous spirits and all of their attacks, the voices of the stranger and their attacks, marriage-breaking demons and their attacks, hypnotic and trance devils, mystic rituals, and their intent. We bind all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, EMF attacks, debilitating sonic frequency attacks. We bind every form of demonic music that exists in Jesus' name. And we break its effect over our life. We destroy it over our lives in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for taking it out of the way. Even the sounds and the pulses that bring forth the demonic, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All chanting and incantations that are evil and wicked, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. We bind all 5G and components, all debilitating sonic frequencies, and the work of every druid in Jesus' name. All electronic magnetic attacks, all smart technology and particle attacks, all techno-paganism, and all mind control by the occult, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils, mystic rituals, and their intent. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, Celtic, American, Canadian, Australian, and every form of Latin and Caribbean black and white magic in Jesus' name. We bind you and we break your powers in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the powers of the Obita man and all voodoo and hoodoo in Jesus' name. Ancestral worship, we break your grip and hold over our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. All rituals to the dead, we break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus Christ. You'll have no power over us, no power at all in the name of Jesus. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in every culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind all dedications to Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your grip and hold. You'll have no power, no power. We take your power from you, and we transfer it to Jesus Christ because all power belongs to God. We bind the formation of all bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs. We bind all black goo, gray goo, and all other kinds of goo in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every Morgellons attack. We bind black oil in the name of Jesus, and we return it to the sender in Jesus' name. We bind the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no power over us. We bind spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the spirit of transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity and supplanting the gods of the people of the land. Yes, there are too many of them. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all spirits sent forth to sabotage, intimidate, spy, destroy, wear down, mock, lie against, manipulate, stop, expose, curse, stifle, pervert, confuse, distract, block, besmirch, hinder, defile, assassinate, corrupt, divide, undermine, confound, attack, reproach, despise, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool and the thoughts and words of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits trying to suck our life-saving blood from us in Jesus' name. We bind all dream demons in Jesus' name, all ancient arts, all mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and the works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you. We bind the king of pride, and we destroy your kingdom in Jesus' holy name. We bind the power of your pride in the name of Jesus. We bind every demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, physical, and soulish sacrifice in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Moloch, Basilic, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet, and his 72, and we chain you all with eternal chains under darkness. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, demole work in Jesus' name, and their intent in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over their transference of evil spirits to other family members. We cut the family members free in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut the other family members free in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, colds and triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their harassments, fear, mind control, and witchcraft back on their own heads according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. We send back every pin stick of voodoo in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere.
Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Father, that all of those spirits that attempted to attach themselves to us during the week, we disconnect ourselves from them forevermore. We bind them in the name of Jesus, and we return them from whence they came in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit that comes through the internet, every spirit that comes through technology and electronics, that comes through the computer and the cell phones and other electronic equipment in Jesus' name. We bind those devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We close those portals forevermore, and they shall never reopen in Jesus' holy name. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We take authority, dominion, and power over sex dreams, demons of the night, bad dreams, nightmares, all such in the name of Jesus. Anything trying to get into our dreams, anything that's trying to feed us or poison us or hurt us or harm us in our dreams, we bind you. We bind your intent. We take away your power. We strip you of it in the name of Jesus, and we transfer it to Jesus Christ. You have no power. We thank you, Father, for the firewall of protection from Zechariah all around us forevermore. We thank you that we're wearing the armor of God even when we are asleep. And we pull out all darts and pins and needles, spears, all voodoo. Anything sent to us, we pull it out now and send it back in the name of Jesus Christ. With the sword of the Spirit, we cut ourselves free from every ungodly soul tie, attachment, cord, ley line, all consents and garlands and agreements and pacts and vows and leagues and other forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We want nothing to do with the devil or his power. We destroy, break down, and tear down all walls of protection around Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, diviners, pagans, shamans, in Jesus' name. We break the power of every love spell, hex, curse, vex, fetish, all psychic warfare, witchcraft, sorcery, magic, voodoo, spells, and charms. All pain, torment, sickness, all destruction, all psychic warfare, all psychic powers being sent against us, all incense and candle burnings and chantings and incantations and hoodoo, crystals, root works and chains, tribal rituals and sin, we disconnect ourselves from all of it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we declare it shall have no power over it. We send you to the feet of Jesus for judgment, all these things must leave in the name of Jesus Christ. We break every yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask, Father, that you release liberty into every soul in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that those that should be convicted in their hearts unto repentance, that they will receive that very conviction so that their souls might be saved. And those, Lord, that are backsliding, that are leaving the things of God and slowly going down that slope into sin, Father, that you would intervene, that you would stop their trek into sin, that you would turn them around, Father, and cause them to realize that there's more in Christ than there is with the devil. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise. We pray for those, Lord, that are backslidden in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for those that have boxed themselves into a corner of sin. We thank you, Lord, for those who are being tempted to sin even now. And we pray for them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask that you bring your word to them and set them free. We ask, Father, Father, we ask that you set them free from the bondage and chains and traps that they have gotten themselves into, trying to do it their own way, instead of coming to you and receiving your peace and your counsel, your wonderful counsel in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord, for conviction that leads to repentance in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you put a hedge around them, a hedge that keeps them from going any further into sin in Jesus' name. Rola la diosur, gise terabrisha de diosutorabri, yarrakale le diosutorabrike. Lord, help them to have their minds made up so that they don't turn back in Jesus' name. Rula la diosundiribrisha terabrika de diosutorabri. We bind the weakness. Shadaradia. We bind the seducing that's luring them away from the things of God in the name of Jesus. We call for the conviction of the Holy Spirit. We call for increased conviction in Jesus' name. We thank you for setting up roadblocks, Lord, in their path of destruction in Jesus' name. We bind their pride, their foolishness, their stupidity, their rebellion, and their rejection of truth in Jesus' name. And we loose the truth of the word of God to them in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose a spirit of brokenness before the throne of God in Jesus' name. We loose a spirit of humility upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Humility in the Lord. Humbling ourselves before you, Lord, asking for your help. Trusting you to lead us and guide us in the right path, Lord. Risa dada, not isolating ourselves, but coming among the brethren that we might be strengthened in Jesus' holy name. Breaking bondages in the name of Jesus Christ. Breaking chains in the name of Jesus Christ. Rica de la brisha de la brica de Dios on de brisha de la brisha de la brica. Rica de la brica de Dios on de la brica de Dios sota. We bind the demons that are operating in their minds. Esha de Dios sota de la brica. Runga de la brisha de la brica de Dios de la brica. Runga shan de la brica de Dios sota de la brica. Sulla de la casa, rugoha riki. We break your grip and hold in their minds. We break your grip and hold in their minds. We bind your schizophrenic demons in Jesus' name. We bind the false personality in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain it with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We thank you for what you've done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord Almighty, omnipotent, reigneth. Hallelujah. La, la, la. And he shall reign forever and ever. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We thank you, Good Shepherd. We thank you, Good Shepherd, for saving the lost sheep in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our featured psalm for tonight is Psalm 89. Psalm 89, and the verse for meditation comes from the book of Ephesians, Ephesians 6, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Rike sile de diosurra, yerrikise terabrisha terabrike atarabrosalere. Our featured ebook is Awakening the Sleeping Giant. Yes, Awakening the Sleeping Giant. Father, we want to thank you for awakening the sleeping giant and moving revival forward in Jesus' name. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. We take authority, dominion, and power over every troll in Jesus' name, every spy, every saboteur in the name of Jesus. We bind your wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your rebellion against the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind all your wickedness and all your evil and all your wrongdoing in Jesus' name. And while you are here, we pray that you hear something that will prick your heart and change your mind. In the name of Jesus Christ. Well, saints, it's time to speak out about the Lord Jesus Christ and his great love. Amen. His great love, wherewith he has loved us. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 7. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. How wonderful. How absolutely marvelous. It's time to thank our Heavenly Father for who he is and for all that he is to us. Yes, it's time to give him thanks. It's time to give him the honor that he is due. In Psalm 66, verse 16, Psalm 66, verse 16. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Sounds like a testimony to me, saints. Sounds like a praise report coming on. That's right. Come close so that you can hear all that I have to say. Let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. I pleaded with him to help me. I really needed his help. I praised him from my heart. He really shouldn't have listened to me, but I decided to be for real with him. I confessed all my sins before him. And I didn't give him any excuses either. Not one. Nor did I blame anyone else. And he listened to me. Yes, he listened to me. You know how much I used to lie, but he listened to me. And God heard my prayers. He actually paid attention to every single word. And he didn't turn me off either. Instead, he showed me his kindness and his love. Instead, he showed me his kindness and his love. You see, saints, there's been a time in most of our lives when God's been trying to get through to us, and we pushed him away. We didn't want to hear it at the time. We didn't want to talk about it, and we didn't want to deal with it. We wanted to keep on doing what we were doing. But somewhere down the line, we realized that we were wrong. And it was necessary for us to come to the Lord and to say something. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, he tells us to bring words with us. Yes, he says to bring words when we come before him. Not just, oh, I'm sorry. Can you forgive me? No. Bring words from the bottom of our heart. Truthful words. Honest words, real words, actually telling it like it is, not the way we would like for it to sound. You know, coming clean with the Lord. It's important that we don't try to fake him out. because you can't. All things are open and naked before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. You can't fake him out. He knows every heart. He knows the truth, and he knows the lie, and he knows the story you're presenting. When you go before the Lord, tell the truth. It makes things go better. So you see, God clearly understood what the psalmist was saying in Psalm 66, verse 16. Each of us has our own similar testimony. So when are we going to share it? You know, you like to tell people the testimony about when you lost your keys and God found them for you. That's lovely. We like it. Yes, we love hearing that. You see, people need the Lord. People need the truth about Jesus. People need to know who they are missing from their lives. They need to know that there's someone to be an integral part of their lives that's missing. And he's missing due to their neglect or rebellion or both. As I was saying, it's nice to share the testimony about the Lord helping you find the keys. That's great. But what about the testimony that brings tears streaming down your face whenever you think about it? What about that one? Saints, don't be ashamed of where you came from, of where the Lord has brought you from. It's your testimony. It's how the Lord saved your soul. It's how his love brought you over. True enough, some may not want to believe you, but that's their issue, not yours. It's time to tell your story of Jesus and his love. Yes, it's finally time to tell your story. In Revelation chapter 12, that's all the way to the back of the Bible in the New Testament, Revelation chapter 12, beginning with verse 10. Revelation chapter 12, beginning with verse 10. And I heard a loud voice. Now, all you people who think in heaven nobody's supposed to be loud and everything's supposed to be in soft whispers, you're wrong, okay? And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, there is loudness in heaven. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they overcame him, the accuser of our brethren, which accused them before God day and night. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That's right. Saints, this is how to overcome the false accuser of your life. Use your testimony. What God has done for you, he can do for others. But they must hear it
from a live human being to begin to trust in him. And that's where you come in the picture. You have a testimony. Yes, you do. Forget about your shame and the fear of what they'll think of you. Your shame and fear was demolished on the cross of Calvary. Besides, you're not like that anymore. You've been redeemed. You've been forgiven. You've been changed. Satan hates to hear what the power of Jesus' blood actually does in the life of a sinner. He can't stand that. So I suggest that you make certain that he hears about it from you. That's right. Before you leave this planet, make sure that he hears about it from you. Some of you have adult children and even grandchildren who have never heard the real reason why you talk about Jesus. They know you talk about him, but they don't know the real reason. They don't know what your turning point was. They don't know what made you move from the life of a sinner to become a saint of the Most High God. They don't know. They don't know. They have never heard because you've never told them. My, can you believe it? They've never heard because you've never told them. Saints, you're missing God's point. Once they hear your testimony and why you love Jesus so, it becomes a part of their lives too. It becomes part of their history, even family history. They begin to claim it as part of their story. Most of them would be shocked to know that you actually have sound, concrete reasons for loving Jesus and serving him. They would be shocked to know that you actually have bona fide reasons that make sense for serving Jesus Christ and loving him so. Some of them think that you went to a cult at a church and got brainwashed. Some of them just think you're weird. Well, help them out of the darkness, please. Shed some light on the truth. Don't leave them sitting there believing those lies. Bring forth the truth. There's nothing like the truth for setting you free. The Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 12, that as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. What's a transgression? When you break the law, when you do what's wrong instead of what's right. He says, as far as the east is from the west. If you keep going east, you'll never get west. Get to west. And if you keep going west, you'll never get to east. You just keep going west. That's how far he's removed all that from us. In Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 4, Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 4, he says, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded. For thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth. You're going to forget all that stuff that you did when you were a lot younger and a lot more foolish. it's going to pass away. 1 John chapter 1, verse 19. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John 1, 9. If we confess our sins, yes, if we go to God and we admit that we have sinned, and we don't point our finger at the devil and say the devil made me do it or somebody else made me do it, we take responsibility for what we've done or failed to do. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And that's not all. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So now, what are you ashamed of? What are you condemned about? He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. He makes us clean down on the inside. Yes, he does. He truly does. In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 17, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 17, God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He didn't come to condemn anybody. He came to save everybody. And everybody needs to be saved. God has removed our transgressions from us. We've been cleansed by his blood. In Psalm 119, verse 74, Psalm 119, verse 74, the Bible says, they that fear thee will be glad when they see me. Lord, they're going to be happy. The saints are going to be happy when they see me because I've hoped in your word. I believed your word. I finally stopped distrusting, being skeptical, being suspicious, running away. I finally settled down and placed my hope in your holy word, in the words you speak to our hearts through the Bible. See, Lord, I'm changing. This will encourage other believers that hear your testimony. Yes, other believers need encouragement too. Our praise reports really encourage the saints. So if you've been holding on to your praise report and not sharing it with us, by all means, change that and share. We'd love to hear it. We'd love to be encouraged and to know what the Lord is doing with you. In Psalm 34, verse 2, Psalm 34, verse 2, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. My soul is going to boast in the Lord. I'm going to talk about how good he's been to me and what I've seen him do in the lives of others. I hope you'll join me in that. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God, where? In your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, reverence for the Lord. So when people want to know, well, what's so great about it? It's just religion, isn't it? Oh, no, it's not religion. It's relationship. It's a relationship I have with the Lord God Almighty. I have a personal relationship with him. And I treasure our relationship. It helps when we share our testimony. Yes, it does. saints, trust the Lord. Tell them how good he really is. When they ask why you believe as you do, be ready to tell them. Well, how am I going to do that? Practice it in the shower. That's how. Ever forget what the Lord has done for you. That's important. Don't ever forget what the Lord has done for you. Saints, let's use our testimonies to inspire hope, to inspire confidence, to tell of his power, and to restore their strength of heart and soul. Yes, to restore their strength of heart and soul. Our praise reports and testimonies will really do that well. You know, it's hard to live without the Lord Jesus in this world. Some of us have forgotten just how hard it really is. Well, perhaps you're saying, well, Pastor, I need to be inspired too. It's been a challenging year for me. Well, saints, God has an answer in his holy word. He always does, you know. David, King David, found himself in such a place at Ziklag when he and his warriors returned home and discovered that the Amalekites had invaded the village where their families were. They had destroyed it and burned it with fire. The Amalekites had taken captive their wives, their sons, and their daughters. Now think about it. David and his warriors were out doing what warriors really do. And they were traveling 3 whole days to make it back home. And you know, on that last lap of the journey home, they could hear the voices of the children. There, it was all in their minds. They knew their wives were there. They could smell the food. They were ready to be home. They were tired. They were weary. They were thirsty. They were exhausted. They couldn't wait to get home. But when they arrived, they discovered there were no wives, no children, no personal belongings, and no home. It was all burned down to ashes. And everyone was gone. Everyone. Can you imagine how devastated they were? Can you see how they felt? Grown men, burly grown men, hard warriors. They've come home weary and exhausted to find nothing. And the smoke still coming up from the ember. Well, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, beginning with verse 1, we get a glimpse of what they experienced. And it came to pass when David and his men to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives
and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. They came home, and they had no idea where their loved ones were. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But remember, the joy of the Lord is our strength. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Well, how did he do that, Pastor? Well, first of all, David refused to be defeated by circumstances. He refused. He wasn't going to have any of it. He wasn't going to tolerate it. He wasn't going to settle for it. What about you? What about you? After walking and crying among the ashes, David found hope hidden deeply in his heart. In his heart. This was not the first time that Satan had attacked him using people. So David began to recall. Yes, we can use our minds, our memories, our godly memories to help to bring us back from the brink of despair. Yes, we can. Yes, we really can. We don't have to sit there and moan and groan. We can actually use our godly memory to help bring us back from the brink of backsliding and quitting on God. Yes, we can, if we will. You see, he began to recall each of the victories that the Lord had given him. He had victories in the past. Remember Goliath, he cut off the giant's head. He had many, many, many victories since then. Well, he began to recall them all, one at a time. Every single one of them. Each trial where the Lord had brought him through, he began to rehearse in his heart and mind the pain that he had been through. But the Lord brought healing and joy in the end. He remembered it, and he held on to the victory in his mind and in his heart. He held on to the coming triumph in his mind and in his heart. So, saint, I encourage you to do what David did. Encourage yourself in the Lord your God. You can do that. He's done things for you. He's blessed you. He's changed you. He's answered your prayer. Encourage yourself in the Lord your God. He's been faithful to you. Don't forget that. God has been faithful to you in every trial, in every circumstance. He did not run off and forsake you. He stands his ground with you. You may not have understood it
all the time. But he kept away from you that which you could not handle. You might not have fully understood it. You still might not. But because he's faithful, he kept away from you that which you could not handle. Yes, he did. Saints, God has been good to us. With every trial, he's made us stronger and better, and he's blessed us. So we should comfort ourselves, yes, with his continual goodness and love for us. You see, so you got yourself in debt. Well, he'll bring you out of it if you ask him to. He's a gracious God. It doesn't bother him that you don't already know the answer. He'll be happy to share it with you if you ask him. Saints, many of us have experienced situations that we had no idea of how to handle it. Yet he brought us through it. Others of us look at our lives and wonder how we are standing. It is his love. It is his strength. He's changed you so much that you can't go back to who you used to be. Tell everybody what he has done inside of you. Everyone. Every single one. Everyone. You see, saints, the ability to encourage others, especially using our testimony, is a gift from God. If you ask for it, he'll give it to you. Our God is in the blessing business. When David prayed, the Lord answered him. Yes, he did. When he prayed, the Lord answered him. And in verse 8, David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. That's some good news, saints. That's some strong encouragement. That's what our testimonies do when we share them to the glory of God. So, in verse 16, we find out the end of the story, you see. When David told his warriors that God had promised to recover their wives, their sons and daughters, and their belongings, the men took courage. They believed God's report. They were strengthened by God's promise to them. So, they went to battle, and they found the Amalekites having a party with their stuff, eating and drinking and dancing. And David smote them from the twilight even until the evening of the next day. That was a long fight. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had taken away. And David rescued two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. So you see, Saint, that's the power of a testimony. David rehearsed his own testimonies with the Lord to himself, to encourage himself. And as a result, they all recovered everything that the Amalekites had taken away. God gave them a huge, so a little encouragement. And the love of Jesus can be contagious. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 10, Isaiah chapter 58, verse 10, the Lord says to us, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity. Your light will rise out of nowhere, and thy darkness shall be as the noon. You see, God has wonderful plans for us when we keep trusting him, when we take the blessing of our testimony and share it with others. God multiplies back to us from that very blessing. It's a wonderful thing. What a blessing for sharing our testimonies and encouragement. I want to encourage everyone to share your testimony wherever you go, wherever you're eating, whoever will listen, whomever will listen, because the Lord has a blessing in store. Amen. The Lord has a blessing in store. You know, I'm going to tell you a little tale. And it's just between us, okay? I had a relative who is now departed this life who used to drink hard liquor. Let's see, how do you describe it? Well, I remember this day that he drank vodka on the rocks in a tumbler. I'd never seen anything like that before in my life. Straight out of the bottle, straight into the tumbler with some ice. Wow. Anyway, as the story went, it was a holiday, and there came the time around the table when everybody had to bow their head and participate in the prayer, and as you go around the table, everybody had to give a Bible verse. Well, let me tell you about the words in the Bible, say. Those words can convict any soul. It's something about it. When you have to say out of your mouth the words that are in the Bible, something takes hold of you and begins to shake you from the inside. So you see, that somebody that drank all that vodka straight suddenly sobered up around that table when it came time for them to say a Bible verse. They weren't teeter-tottering. No, all of a sudden, they had to remember the truth of the Word of God. So now, you know, I don't know what you're going to do about your situation, but I'll tell you this. The Word of God can sober anybody up. Amen. Even long enough for them to get convicted and to get born again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now that little story is just between us, saints. Brother Bill's going to come and share some praise reports.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That tickled me. That really got a hold of me. Thanks. We have some praise tonight. And I do have one for myself. I was talking to a man today that I had witnessed to years ago, and he said he still remembered those words. And I looked him right in the eyes and said, because the word of God pierces even the joints and marrow. It's alive, and that word's still in you. Praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We have some wonderful praise reports tonight. Amy Miller has a praise report. Father God, I thank you for hearing Awen and Usher for their cold infections, and I thank you, Father God, for healing this family, and not only physically, but also emotionally and spiritually. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord. Rose has a praise report. Lord, I thank you for deliverance I received when Dr. Pat called out demons during the sermon on Mind Bound by Evil. God knows all about it. I'm going to recast it again for some more deliverance and healing. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you. These are wonderful testimonies, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Rosie has another praise report. I praise God for MIC. It's been such a blessing in my life. I come from a Jehovah's Witness background. I got saved in my early 20s and backslid and got a lot of New Age junk. The Holy Ghost led me to one of Dr. Pat's teachings on YouTube, and I was instantly delivered from sexual spirit. After this, my life completely changed. I felt such a hunger and desire to know Jesus and his truth. So I've been studying the word, listening and participating in all the teachings and fastings. The Lord saved my daughter and boyfriend. My husband rededicated his life to the Lord. We are still standing in faith for other daughters, but I know God is faithful and he watches over his word to perform it. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. That's a wonderful praise report. Robert says, praise God. I thank God for all the revelation and deliverance and healing I went through on this fast. Even though I messed my soup up twice, this has been one of the most important fasts in my Christian walk. The Lord was able to go into deep layers in areas in my childhood that I had no idea I needed deliverance and healing. Also, a lot of forgiveness. I've been fasting a lot lately, especially because we're in the high days, but these corporate fasts are always special because we're all coming in one accord together in the spirit realm and the body of Christ. I remember Dr. Pat explained it. It's like a when you're fasting, it's like a rose bush, and it's in an open bloom, and it's open to God. I've also learned it's important to be open to, not to be open to anything else while fasting, because you will let it into your vessel. Yes, that's the key. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. The saints are learning. Daryl has a praise report. She says, praise you. And thank you for this lovely church. Thank you for Pastor Sabrina, Brother Bill, Brother Marshall. Father God, bless you for our church and our leaders and for the abundance of love. Let them know how much we love them. Well, we just thank you for that, Daryl. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you. Thank you for letting us be a part of this. And NK says, praise, I just had an unexpected health break cleansing, which I've pursued for 12 years. God is amazing. His word is like a fire and a hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you for that. And she also says, the Holy Spirit guided me to archive teachings on the exact topic. He told me what I must deal with. Pastor Sabrina started the lesson by quoting a scripture God had told me to study just the day before. Pastor referenced many scriptures God has been using to transform me. During her teaching, Pastor even responded to something I must have typed in the chat during the live broadcast. What she spoke then is relevant today. Additionally, two callers were dealing with an issue that I've been dealing with, and one of them, and I got deliverance from the same thing. Dr. Pat's teaching, I was studying during the fast, and finally, during Brother Marshall's segment of praying and the posted request, he addressed two of my prayers for relatives to be brought to salvation. Since then, God has allowed them both to have very difficult, humbling health issues showing their morality and neediness. God answered me. I know this is long, but such a detailed proof of what the leadership tells us about following the Holy Spirit going into the archive teachings is 100% true. Do it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You hear that, saints? You hear what a difference it's making in Robert's life, in NK's life, and the other saints' lives that are all recasting stuff? What a big difference. And everyone that was listening to those teachings during the fast got deliverance. And we just praise you for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Deborah B. Davis spells it very, very nicely. She says, whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am healed. His report says, I am filled. His report says, I am free. His report says, I have victory. Yes, I'm going to agree with that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord. And JC says, praise God. Two of the kidnapped missionaries have been released. Praise you, Lord, for that. And Amori has a praise report. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for waking me up to see that my exam was scheduled wrong. I thank you for allowing me to fix it. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Shakira has a praise report. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to receive the second highest mark in my class, even though I only studied for one day. My tutor had no faith in my ability, but you used the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. You answered all my prayers with lightning speed, and that I am to utter how kind and merciful you've been to this earthly vessel. Who am I that you are so mindful of me? Praise you, Lord, for that. That's very sweet, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. We just praise you for helping with the test. And, Lord, I had a test this week. I have a praise report. On Monday, I took a 7.5-hour trade test, and you know what? The Lord helped me pass it. Praise you for that. Just praise you, Lord Jesus, for all your help. I just praise you, praise you, praise you. You're worthy of all of your praise. Praise you, Lord. Dina has a praise report. Praise the Lord during the chat. In the chat room, when Robert and Amori had brought up trees that had demonic histories, I was reminded when I visited a tourist attraction called the Angel Tree and took photos. Well, I located them and destroyed them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Robert has another praise report. I put in a prayer request last night concerning my dreams and nighttime spiritual warfare. He's been answering my prayers, and last night he really did. I've learned through the teachings that our dream life is very important, so I spent more time doing the things of God during the day, what Brother Bill recommends to be more alert, and I am for God to wake me up. It's been a long process, months, and it all started by asking him to wake me up if I'm coming under attack, taking my prayer life more serious and reading the Word of God out loud every day and putting my trust in him, allowing the inner man to grow. Also allowing him to take me to the teachings on what these people are doing, sending, how they operate. I was going through a lot of deliverance because it was also those demons in me, the marine spirits manifesting in my sleep. Now God's been waking me up one to three times during the night, but it's on me. I'm going, it, it's it's amazing what the Lord's been doing in Robert's life. We just praise you for that, Lord, and how he's overcoming and how everything is getting better. And it's a process, saints. Don't get in a hurry. Don't get discouraged. This junk comes off in layers, and you grow quickly. And the Lord will help you if you're for him, if you're chasing him. You make that first step, he'll help you. And Nina has a praise report. For years, I suffered from irritated scalp. It was never determined if it was psoriasis or dandruff. Dermatologists gave me prescription shampoos that didn't work. I started anointing my hair, and my dandruff is going away. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. PA has a praise report on Jake in the hospital again. He agreed to go and get treatment. Praise you, Lord, and he agreed to rehab, and thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You're helping him. He's getting better. Praise you for that, Lord. And AK has a praise report.
Could you read me that last one again?
About Jake in the hospital,
yes,
and he agreed to go and getting treatment. He's agreeing to rehab as well. He needs healing and his treatment, and he's got a whole host of things going on, but Jesus is breaking through to him, and he's getting better. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord.
Praise
you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. It don't matter how your relatives act. You keep praying, and Jesus will break through to them. He'll humble them as far as they have to go. He knows how to do it. You just keep putting them in his hands and watch what he does. Thank you, Lord. That's awesome. Praise you, Lord. AK has a praise report. Thank you, God. I'm able to remember my dreams after an intense deliverance. Praise you, Lord. You're helping everybody in their night, in the night seasons. Praise you for that. D46 has a praise report. A little over a week ago, I had an issue with a work schedule, working 2 weekends in a row, and I talked to my boss about it, and my boss gave me time off, even gave me an extra day. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Robert says, praise God, a couple months ago, the featured ebook was Dr. Pat's Deliverance from Spirits and Spells Bible Study Book. I read it, and at the end, Dr. Pat has a lot of spiritual warfare prayers on healing prayers. I thought, man, these are pretty strong. I better pray them every night before I go to sleep. I'm glad I did. They truly helped me and get through the nighttime during October and all that, during all the high days. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. He's getting better and better. And Dina has a praise report. While looking through all my pictures, I found pictures of childhood friends whose fathers were in a cult group, so I destroyed them. Praise you for that, Lord. Broke those soul ties. Dina says, I recast mind is bound by evil and received a lot of deliverance. Also was feeling sleepy, and Pastor Sabrina was delivering a caller from adrenal fatigue and tiredness, and I got a lot of deliverance, and my energy has come back. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord. These are wonderful praise reports. We praise you. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. And saints, you heard it. Even if you have rebellious family members, just keep praying and Jesus will break through. And especially for tomorrow, Lord, we ask you to convict all the souls of all our family members. We ask you to break through and open the door and give the saints the word to speak, Holy Ghost. Yes, fill them and let them speak your word you want them to hear. And we praise you for this, Lord Jesus. And now back to you, Pastor Bree. These are awesome praise reports. I just want to jump up and down. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise
yes,
praise
they
praise.
Are. Yes, they are. Thank you, Lord. We have awesome testimonies. Simply awesome. Thank you, Lord. Now we're going to go to our guest call-in, I think. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. And press 1 so we'll know that you want to talk to us. And area code 478, you're on the air.
live in Jesus' name.
Good evening.
Prayer, please. I thank God for this ministry. I thank you all for undergirding me in prayer. You know, during the time my mother was passing, it was a blessing. Her service is coming up, and I'm just asking God to give me strength to make it through. Also, I'd like prayer for my uncle's family because I know that they're having some problem. You know, they're struggling, especially his death is so close to the death of one of the grandchildren. So if we could just have prayer for those things, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift this family up to you, Lord. Two members of this family, Lord, you called away from this earth. And while it's shocking to us, Lord, you tell us in the Word that this is the way it's going to be. People are going to keep leaving because it's time for them to go. So, Lord, we have situations and circumstances to deal with as a result of them leaving. You see, they're not dead. They're dead here, but they're alive someplace else. So the matters of everyday living and the matters of taking care of their bodies and the matter of our hearts healing and being mended and the matter of grief leaving us, these matters remain. So, Father, we ask for your mercy. We ask for your grace. We ask for the tender touch of your everlasting arms. We ask that you upgird us, that you undergird us, that you walk us through every single circumstance, no matter how stressful or how trying or how painful. We thank you, Lord, that your love and your grace is sufficient for us. We ask, Lord, that you comfort those who need comforting, that you strengthen those who need strengthening, that you release your grace and your peace to those who need grace and peace. We know that you're the Father of every spirit and that you're the God of all comfort. And the Holy Spirit helps us as we go through the difficult times in life when we must part from those that we love. Father, we ask that you pour your healing virtue into those who are ready to receive. Those who still are not ready, Lord, we ask that you encourage them, that you gently coax them forward, Lord. Because we must go forward and we must go on. Those times in the night, Father, when they feel all alone, that no one is there, we ask that you surround them with your spirit, with your comfort, with your song in the night. We thank you, Lord, for helping them with decisions that they must make. We ask you for giving them strength to meet every soul, smile at every person, even though it hurts deep within. We want to thank you, Lord, that each moment, each 5 minutes, each 10 minutes, each hour is a milestone. Help us to remember to take care of our bodies during this time. Help us, Lord, to remember to walk in your peace. Help us to trust you more than we've ever trusted you before. Thank you, Lord. We receive the love that you're sending. We open our hearts wide to your love and to your care. We ask you, Father, to order every service and to make it pleasing to you. We pray that souls will be saved. We pray that people will be convicted. We pray that hearts will be mended. We pray that many will be encouraged and strengthened in the Lord.
We ask that every part of the program be as you would have it to be, Father. And we thank you for your oversight. We ask you to reign over both services. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we thank you, Lord, because this is our growing time. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Area code 802.
You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina. The phone sent me in here on its own. I've heard other people say that's happened. I didn't push one, but glory be. So you were telling about testimonies. And you said, tell the testimony that makes you cry. And while you're saying all that, I'm crying. You walk it. I got walked through. You know, there's the surface testimony, the one that you think of first off, but those that are down deep, you're right. Those are the ones that bring people back into the kingdom or into the kingdom. When you tell them or share them in a way or, I don't know, write a poem or write a book. I don't know. So it's just amazing, my testimony, that my grandmother kind of got things started, and she was a believer. I don't know if I got her full-on testimony. I think I might have got her surface one, if I can call it that. She had a fire in the barn area of the house, and she was like 92 years old already. And she just wanted to get the house set back up before she left for the kingdom. And she prayed for somebody to help her. And a little boy in the town did come, and he painted her porch. And she said that was her testimony. But I'm pretty sure stuff goes even deeper. But that was very good also. Thank you, Lord. And my testimony, Sabrina, Pastor Sabrina, it's deep, you know. It's, you know, in the psych hospitals and wondering what's ever going to take place and coming out and having your grandfather yell at you to get an abortion and go and getting one and then a second one. And then a nice husband comes along but he dies of cancer. So then I'm at one of these healing, before he died, one of these healing kind of places. It was totally, it wasn't even, you know, a healing room. It was with Christ. It was open kind of thing. And I had a vision. I had a vision of having two more children. And I'm not sure if it was all from God, or I didn't know how to use the prayer and look at visions with God then. But I always, you know, put that away. And then I had two children. I'm up to date. You know, I needed a job. And I work, you know, 25 miles away from home. Then I figure, well, if I do that temporary job, I can go a little further. And I got a job at the very psychiatric hospital that I once was a patient in. So I'm working there, and I'm still not, you know, I'm functioning pretty okay. I've had the responsibility of three children, and it brought me up out of my funk and my nastiness. But still, I wasn't quite right in my mind. I was still hearing things in my head. And then I meet a fella, and he tells me to start listening to, like, Christian TV and Christian radio, and I really got a lot out of that, the music and the studies and kind of lost my track there. But at any rate, I decide you know, if, you know, God, you know, you got to give him glory and stuff. And the secular music wasn't going to do that. So I had to get rid of it. I think I'm backing up a little bit, but I had to get rid of that secular music. And I took all my music down to the radio shop and asked them if they buy it back. And they said, no. I said, well, you can have it. I'm done with it. It doesn't give glory to God. So off it went from there on. And he was even at an event, a high school, a Catholic high school, at a basketball game. And they were having all kinds of awful secular music there. And the kids had purchased a DJ to play it during the basketball game. And at one point, they're giving honor to the parents and stuff. And there's a little bit of silence. And I just stood up and I said, this music doesn't give glory to God. Or something like that. And I hollered out to everybody there. So that caused some problems. So at any rate, I was done. I was all done with secular music. Everywhere I went, I did not like it. And now today, it's like everywhere. You go in the grocery store, you have a job, you have to listen to it. It's so hard to get away from. So, you know, the testimony, it's so true. It's going to bring more souls to the kingdom. And hopefully my own little souls of my children, that I'm waiting for them, hoping somehow, some way, it'll all take place. In my lifetime, would be great. So, I don't know. I'm grateful.
Amen.
I'm grateful.
You know,
I'm grateful.
I share part of that testimony, and that when I came out of the world, I couldn't stand worldly music anymore. And they played it on the job all the time.
Yeah.
And I finally started learning how to bind it so it didn't bother me as badly. I could, like, not hear it. I could hear noise, but I didn't really hear all of it.
Oh.
And so, you know, the Lord will give you a way out. He'll give you a way of escape if you ask him. You know, no temptations come to us except what's common to man. But what you're not supposed to do is allow the siren song to seduce you.
That's it.
I got to the point I would talk back at the song and give it a scripture. They would have this lyric, and then I say, no, but the Bible says this.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. Good, good. I like it. I know when I was a teenager, I followed everything that music said to do, and it landed me in awful trouble, awful reputation, awful trouble. No, it's not what we follow, that's for sure. No. that's great. I'd like to be able to bind that also. I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm just so grateful this season and hopeful and watchful. At work, I face possible termination for not getting the jab. And I got paperwork to fill out, and it looks like they might allow me, but just keeping my mind focused on the good and not allowing the worry to come in, it's a challenge, but I can do these things with Christ. So I guess I'd like prayer over that situation and, you know, whatever is coming across trying to take my job and insisting that I have the jab. I'd like freedom for no reason.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, our bodies do not belong to us. They belong to you. They were loaned to us as a gift so that we could actually live on earth. And when we leave, we don't have the power to take them with us. They're not ours.
Okay.
They're just what we were loaned so that we could walk around on the earth. And so, Amen. You know, if you rent somebody's building and you begin to mourn, they call that vandalism.
Mm-hmm.
It comes at a high price to do that crime.
Yeah.
So, Lord, you tell us in the Bible that our bodies belong to the Lord. They're not for fornication. They're not for vandalism and tattoos. Mm-hmm. They're not for a whole lot of other things. Because you say, whosoever defiles the body, him shall God destroy.
Amen.
You said, whosoever shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. You didn't say anything about ingesting something that people don't even know what's in it. They're just taking somebody's word with no proof at all.
Okay.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we thank you for lifting up that standard in our sister and in others, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everyone who's got to stand against this onslaught of you ought to do, you ought to do. Well, those mouths do not belong to Jesus Christ. They're not his voice. And we bind all the voices of the stranger in the name of Jesus. We will not be taunted into disobeying Jesus. We will stand firm in our faith, knowing that the Lord will give us the strength to overcome. There's a word, Lord, that you have given us to use, and we will use it. And that word is no.
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 Okay. No, no,
babies know how to say it. No.
Yeah.
It means the same thing in many languages. It means no. We don't have to explain it. We don't have to justify it. All we need to do is use it. No to the devil, no to his intimidation, no to his scheme, and no to his plan, and no to his lies. No.
That's right. Amen.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. And we give you praise. And we thank you for these wonderful testimonies. And we give
you
praise for each one of them, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Area code 240, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Good evening, Pastor Sabrina. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I want to say thank you to the Lord, and I want to say thanks for my deliverance last week. When we were going through the deliverance, and I was just coughing and coughing, and I could hear this voice say, I'm not going to come out. And whatever that thing was on the right-hand side of my breast. It was like in between the bones, I don't know. And I could feel it refusing to come out. And as you were calling it, and the Spirit of the Lord was just keep on pushing and pushing and pushing. And I was really participating. I was really participating to have it lodged out. It was like closed. And since then, I am feeling so good. I didn't sleep this sleep. I have had so much strength and energy and joy. I feel really light. So the Lord told me it was in three parts. The first one was the head, that when I first called, when I became introduced to Pastor Pat. And then the second part was also when I had called you, and there was also a major deliverance through my nodules and my thyroid and my throat and my trachea. And you were saying whatever is, what was the word you used? It was like whatever was hanging on me has to come out. whatever is dangling was the word you used. And they were like little snakes that were all attached to me, and I remember this very much in my childhood. So I wanted to give God the glory. I feel real good. And tonight, too, I received some more deliverance. You were just praying, and I have a cup. And I wanted to say to the others, if that's okay, to always have a cup if you really need deliverance. Just know that every time the prayer is on, you have to participate and start coughing. Open your mouth and let those things go into those cups. So I have like a little plastic cup that I use. It has a lid. And even when I'm listening to one of the sermons, there's a deliverance. And I ask the Lord, how many demons did I have? Really? I mean, there were like legions and legions of demons of all kinds, you know? So I'm really grateful. And one more thing I wanted to say was, a sister of mine, my own sister, asked me if she can come over to my home tonight. And I said, why can't you just come from your home and come be with me? And she's a Catholic. She's always against what I do. She's against when I pray. She's against when I speak in tongues. She says all kinds of things. She's not evil and mean, but when it comes to me and the Lord, she doesn't want to hear about being born again. Okay? And I told her, I'm not going to argue with you about my belief and my born-again experience. And I don't judge you as a Catholic. But I'm not going to be a Catholic like I used to be, and I'm not going to smoke, and I'm not going to drink, and I'm not going to be a whore, okay? So, and I'm not going to go out looking for men. I'm not going to do that. I'm done with that. So she was going to come tonight, and I said, from where? She said, well, I'm going to go somewhere to the winery, and I'm going to be drunk. And I was asking if I can come lay here. So I looked at it as if she was talking. I was talking to the Lord in my heart. And I asked the Lord, and I said, Lord, what is this? I mean, I would like to tell about the Lord, but the Lord was like, I'm not so sure if I'm getting it right with the Lord. So I just said, no, I'm not going to allow you to come over here because I don't even know what time that will be. I have a one-bedroom, and I also have a cat that is visiting. And I was thinking, is she going to come here so drunk? Are we going to argue? And where is she going to find a parking at night? So my answer was no. So today, as you were talking, the enemy was telling me, you are bad because you're not going to allow your sister to come here and hear the word of God. So... I'm not invited anywhere because I have not received, you know what. And I'm fine with that because I'm just so happy, even when I'm alone. I'm just happy with the word of God and what I do for the Lord.
Well, sister, you know, the Lord works in some very unusual ways from time to time. Mm-hmm. And he always knows how to set a situation up. He does. Yeah. So if he didn't open the door this time, don't worry about that. Yeah. He's working on her. He's working on her. So let him work on her.
Okay.
Let her grow to the point that she becomes dissatisfied with her life the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let her have that experience. Because you see, that's part of what will eventually bring her to salvation. She's got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. She's got to become dissatisfied with her sin life. She's got to get tired of being a hypocrite, a drunk and a whore one day and a Catholic the next day. She's got to get tired of it. And so you just keep praying while she's getting tired of that. And the Lord will keep moving. Don't be weary in praying for her. See, she's trying to tell you, I don't want to hear what you've got to say. But you see, she really knows down inside that she needs to hear what you've got to say.
And the good thing is, when she finally decides that she's had enough of herself, she knows who will tell her the truth about herself.
Yes. Right. Amen. Amen. And she will be criticizing, you know. I'm sorry. She'll always tell me, you know, I met this woman and they were talking about the Lord. It's like it's very close. I kind of feel like you're right, Pastor. It's very, very close. And even when I was talking to her in the daytime, let's say, I was telling her about the Lord and I was telling her about how Jesus is coming back soon. And she was asking me all kinds of questions and I would open the Bible and I would read it for her and she'll be quiet. So I kind of like feel a little bit uncomfortable that I think the enemy was trying to put those thoughts in me. He said, you're a bad Christian. You don't even want your own sister to come. I really want her to come, okay? But I don't know in what condition she's going to come here. And we cannot make noise here either, okay? Because very close to neighbors. And then there's no parking. Okay, and I always remember I don't want to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, out at night, and I love to go to bed early, you know. That's, I don't know. I want her to come, but I want her to come for me, and I want her to come that I am for her. And I asked her, you're going to be around a lot of people, okay? You're always around people who drink, smoke, and all that. And if it was not for the situation at night, if God tells me go, then I will go. Then she also says, well, I'm going to have a Christmas party and I want you to come. Now, my other children, they have said, we don't want you to go any place where there's a lot of people because of your situation. Okay. So, but I'm not listening to them either. I listen to the Lord. Okay. So it's what God wants me to do. I still am able to go out and minister whenever the Lord wants me to. You know, sometimes it's silent, sometimes it's opening my mouth, sometimes it's me telling somebody exactly what God has told me to tell that person. I'm not afraid to evangelize. I love evangelizing. So, but the sister here, whenever she comes, she maybe want to open the door and go out and smoke at night, or she wants to drink, or she wants to talk, and all the stories are about the world. And she said, you know, I miss you. She said that to me. I miss you being who you used to be. That's kind of funny.
Oh, so she wants to reconnect with somebody that's dead. Okay, well, you can't do that. The old you is dead.
It's dead.
Amen.
And I tell them, it's kind of funny. I said, what do you mean, the old person? Well, you know, you tell you how you used to be. I said, how was I used to be? I mean, I was married for... Today would be maybe be 42 years, you know, if my husband was still alive. You know, if before then I was, okay, my husband married me and kind of like took me out of that life. He took me out of a nightclub and he married me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's kind of funny when she says that. She misses me being that kind of person. Isn't that funny? So people can see that.
You know, they have a saying for that. They have a saying for that. It's that misery loves company. But that's not our kind of company.
No.
Amen. That's not our kind of company. So as you continue to witness to her, she'll get the point that it's about time for her to drop that life and come over to the holy side.
Absolutely.
Amen. Well, thank you for sharing your testimony. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift her sister before you, and we ask, Lord, that you just continue to draw her to you. Heavenly Father, draw her to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Help her to be uncomfortable and miserable being a sinner. Help her, Lord, to love it just as much as you love it.
Yes,
we
want to
thank you that you gave your life on the cross, Lord Jesus, for her life, to wash her sins away. And we ask you,
Lord.
Wherever it came from.
Okay.
You don't have
to
know.
Severe.
And even if you think you know, that doesn't mean that's where it came from. You just send it back wherever it came from.
Okay,
now, Father,
I will
name
start
of Jesus
doing that.
Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over these demonic occurrences that are happening in her home. We take authority, dominion, and power over what's happening to the dog and the fly and everything else that's been happening in Jesus' name. Each incident, we bind it and we return it wherever it came from in the name of Jesus. We forbid it to ever return again in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that you didn't order these things. You didn't intend for us to experience these things. But the demonic realm is attacking. So we're returning the attack in Jesus' name. And we any of this to come back again. We bind Urgo weight gain due to witchcraft in Jesus' name. With the sword of the Spirit, we cut our sister and everyone in her house free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, cord, alliance, Urgo, every demonic connection. We circumcise them from it in Jesus' name, and we ask you to cauterize the ends. We command every spirit that's been transferred to them that is not of Jesus Christ to be bound. Get out in the name of Jesus and never come back. Get out now in the name of Jesus and never come back again. We thank you, Father, for releasing your warring angels to war against the spirits that are warring against them. We take authority, dominion, and power over attacks against the dog's nervous system in Jesus' name. We send the witchcraft back where it came from, according to the covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, and we give you praise for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, sister, you just keep listening, and you go recast, return to sender, all right? And you'll get it down. And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. And Lee wants to know if you could pray with him real quick. Remember, he had everything stolen from him, and he's seeking justice still.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are our justice. Our justice is found in you. You are our justice. You bring justice into our life because you alone are the righteous judge. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to strengthen our brother, to help him to cast all of his care upon you and to leave it with you. To cast all of his care upon you and to leave it with you and not pick it up again in Jesus' name. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for the power. We thank you for the faith to hand it to Jesus and leave it alone. We trust you for peace, Father. We trust you for faith. We trust you for joy. And we take authority, dominion, and power over any spirit that keeps bringing the matter up to him again. 2 Corinthians 10:5, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We bind those thoughts that keep coming to him over and over and over. We bind each one. We bind the spirits that bring them in the name of Jesus, and we bring them all subject to the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess his Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God can't move till he lets go. Amen. So we thank you for him letting go, Lord, and allowing you to work it out for him in Jesus' name. God bless you and happy Thanksgiving.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Brother Marshall, you're here. There you are. I see you. Amen, amen.
Amen. You must be seen in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you for Sabrina. I thank you for her message. I thank you for Brother Bill. I thank you for Tricia. I thank you for all the saints. I thank you for not leaving us as orphans. I thank you, for Father, for sending your Holy Spirit to comfort us, to teach us, to remind us of what Jesus said and guide us into all truth. I thank you for the brothers and sisters that have gone before, that you've taught them, even as you taught Pastor Pat and other saints, Father God. I thank you for a dear young lady coming to a pastor. Said, well, how do you know so much of the scripture, this particular pastor who lived in Texas? He's gone home to be with the Lord just recently. And she said, how do you know all these scriptures? I have trouble remembering one verse. And so he told her what he did. And I thank you for that testimony because that really helped me. And I think other saints may be blessed. So I'm going to say that because I think we need it right now. Because you gave me more boldness, Father God, than I used to have, Father God. And why is that? Because I found out your word does not return void, just like you said in Isaiah chapter, where is that, 55, verses 10 and 11. Your word will not return void. But you warned us, Father, in your word. You said we have a spiritual enemy who doesn't like us, who wants to steal the word of God from us. He wants to do all kinds of nasty things. In fact, Jesus says, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come you may have life and have it more abundantly. And Jesus tells us in his word in Mark chapter 4, Father, and it says that the seed is the word of God in Luke, where is that, 8:11? And Jesus talking about the sower sowing the word, they went out a sower to sow in Mark 4, verse 3, and it came to pass as he sowed, in verse 4, some fell on the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured them up. So they're apparently spirit beings that come to devour the word of God. So what can we do about that, Father? This man said that there's something we can do. And he told this dear lady, she was in the Methodist church, and she was teaching eight-year-olds in a Sunday school class, and said, I can't remember my lesson when I look at it from Saturday night till the next Sunday morning. What can I do? And he said, well, have you really asked Jesus to come live in your heart? Oh, yes. He said, well, then you need to memorize Luke 10, 19, and 20. And you need to make sure you've asked the Holy Spirit to come live in you. Because that's the infilling of the Spirit. So this dear little Methodist girl, I don't know how old she was, in her 20s or maybe early 30s. I have no idea. Maybe she's younger. Maybe she's in a teenager. I don't know. But anyway, she said, well, I'll do that. So she did. And she did. And it says in Luke 10, 19, and 20, Father, these words are for every believer, especially Spirit-filled believers. And you said, we can ask for the Spirit, Father. You said, if you have a son, ask if you for bread in Luke 11, around, maybe it's verse 11. It says, if any of you have a son, ask for bread. For bread, give him a stone. If you ask for a fish, we give him a serpent. If you ask for an egg, we give him a scorpion. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them than ask him? And Father, you gave the Holy Spirit to Father Abraham, and we're all children of the living God by faith in your word, Father. And so we thank you for sending the Holy Ghost. And that dear lady, that dear young woman, she learned, she wrote out, I don't know how she did it, but she memorized Luke 10, 19, and 20. Behold, Jesus says, he says unto all the saints, not just this little Methodist young lady some years ago, and to the pastor who was teaching her, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, notwithstanding rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. You know those little fowls that want to snatch the word of God from our hearts? Those spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. So she knew that, and she'd asked for the infilling of the Spirit, and we thank you for not leaving us as orphans. Thank you for the Spirit of adoption, Father. We thank you. Thank you for sending your Son, that we can drink into one Spirit with you. Lord Jesus, you have power to lay down your life and power to take it up again. Thank you for the privilege of drinking into one Spirit with you. We give you praise and honor and glory, that the Holy Ghost comes in like a rushing mighty wind. He's so eager to come. He's just eager. Just when we're all in one accord, gathered together in one place, the Holy Ghost comes rushing in. He didn't just do that. Back in Acts chapter 2, he didn't just do that a long time ago. Even as that message that Pastor Sabrina suggested we recast that Pat taught us about some years ago, was that 7 years ago, in the things during the fast, that there was a Miltore, whatever his name was, from like a mighty wind. The people in Indonesia, they prayed that, and they had like a rushing mighty wind come in. The Holy Ghost came, and that woman knew she had the Holy Spirit, Father, and she prayed that out loud, Luke 10, 19, and 20, and commanded the devil to not steal a single word of God from her heart and mind. And she came and then she read her lesson, and she went in to teach the eight-year-olds on the next Sunday, and she remembered it all. She didn't even have to open the book, because our battle is not against flesh and blood. They come against the believers first. Couldn't you imagine? How would the devil come against the believers? But he seems to try to do that. And so, Lord, you said in your word in Mark 4, 16 and 17, Jesus speaking, red letters written in blood, and these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, which when they've heard the word immediately receive it with gladness. and have no root in themselves, and so endure but a time. And afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And, Father, that word offended really hit me. Many years ago, I was in a home church for 14 years of my life, Father. 14 years. I love all those people. I just saw one of those brothers who was designated to be a church planter, and he's not doing that exactly anymore. And he was just sharing. I hadn't seen him for 22 years, Father. Just recently we saw him, Father. And he was saying how he went to all these different countries sharing the word. He didn't know how many of them remembered the word that he shared with them. He said, I don't even remember what I was sharing with them. All those hours he spent away from his family doing all those mission trips and all those different things, Father. But we know we have a spiritual battle, Father. And you told me, because when I left that gathering of saints after those 14 years, you reminded me. I had a really hard time remembering where the scripture was. And then I remembered September 11th, 9/11. Will you turn it upside down and backwards? Of course, the devil likes to turn things upside down and backwards. But the real saints, they turned the devil's plans on his own head. They turned it upside down and restored the kingdom. You said in Matthew 11:6, which is 9/11 upside down and backwards, Matthew 11:6, and blessed is he whosoever is not offended in me. You know, we've been in churches, some of us maybe have, different gatherings of saints, people who thought they were saints, maybe they were, maybe they weren't, I don't know. Some of them definitely were, at least in my case. But sometimes we can get offended with them, and that's not a very healthy thing to do. Not a healthy thing. In fact, we can't make heaven if we're carrying grudges. I did that for a long time with a family member. I carried grudges for 40 years. I didn't touch that person, but it made me not feeling too good. So, Father God, you're teaching me, and I don't know much, but I'm teaching just like that sister who gave her wonderful testimony. You helped her with her testimony. Thank you for that wonderful, humble testimony. Thank you for that, Father. And all the wonderful praise reports and helping Bill pass this test and all the praise reports. We thank you for that, Father. That you're no respecter of persons. So what you've done for one, you'll do for another. So, Satan, we command you not snatch away or steal a single word of the true and living God, not just for me and all those in the sound of my voice, all those will ever hear, any of us, but all of our family members in Jesus' name, and all those who've interceded for at any time in Jesus' name. For the word of the Lord will not return void. You put gags in the mouth of every stealing spirit. You may not snatch a single word of the true and living God from any one of our hearts and minds in the name of the Lord Jesus, who's purchased us with his own blood. And we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives unto the death in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we have all these wonderful opportunities to come before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus because of the blood of the covenant in Jesus' name. And we request your divine intervention and adjudication because you put the government on Jesus Christ of Nazareth's shoulders, Father God, in Jesus' name. And it's written in your word in several places in Daniel chapter 4 as well as Daniel chapter 5, Daniel 4:25, the last part of the verse, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and give it to whomsoever he will. Jesus has all power in heaven and in earth because he cannot lie. And he said that in Matthew 28:18. Behold, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. Well, why did he tell us to go ye therefore? Go all of us therefore. Why? Not just Pastor Bill. Not just Pastor Sabrina. Go all of us therefore, anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, because Jesus sent us forth just like the Father sent him forth. Like it says in John 20, verse, I think it's 21, I'm sending you forth just like the Father sent you forth. He said, and he breathed on them and said, receive you the Holy Ghost. We don't go forth in our own strength. No. It's not by might, not by power, not by my good wishes or pulling myself up by my bootstraps. I don't always have bootstraps handy. I go by the power of the Spirit. And so, Father, no ungodly spirit may interfere with a single word of God from being expressed forth from any one of us and all the members of the body of Christ and all those interceding, Father, in Jesus' name, including for all those coming into the body of Christ, including the sleeping giant that you're waking. I thank you for that book, excuse me, the e-book that Pastor Pat put out. And I thank you especially for that divine revelation you gave to the saint in 1961. We thank you for waking up the sleeping giant all over the earth and overturning Satan's plans, including his business with gender confusion, Father God. So we ask for your divine adjudication of you, Father God, in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus, because Jesus said, if two of you on earth agree, touching anything you ask, it shall be done for my Father in heaven, and release your judgments against those that are trying to cause young people and those that are still in need of support from their guardian or parents or whatever to do anything that's contrary to the parent or guardian's will in Jesus' name. Those that are still dependent on their parents or still dependent on their guardian, even maybe after they've reached 18, if they decide to, yo, that sounds like a great idea. I think I'll just switch my sex. Don't think that's what the Lord intended. He created all of us for his good pleasure. We're not here for our cleverness or our wishful thinking or our confusion. God is not the author of confusion. In Jesus' name, we ask, Father God, for all those in different schools, universities, institutions, yes, those that have been hospitalized or different kinds of institutions, Father God, can maybe, whatever reason, different corporations, companies, businesses, every type of thing to change, support, or assist, or encourage, yes, even just mildly encourage anyone to change their gender, of any minor or those that are financially supported by any adult, in Jesus' name. We request for your divine adjudication for all those who are gender confused. Father God, you're not the author of confusion. Request for all such who have been encouraging alienation between child and parent, Father God, to be judged the way you want, Father God. Even as you said in that last book of the Old Testament, God, you're turning the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the children to the fathers. We thank you for turning all the hearts of the children to their parents, Father God, in Jesus' name. You told us if we want to have a long, blessed life, we need to pay attention to what our parents say. And that doesn't necessarily stop when we reach 19 or 22 or any other particular age. I think in the scriptures it was they were still considered youths until they were 20, in Jesus' name. But whatever. Whatever age, Father God, we're all your children. You don't have grandchildren. We thank you that all of your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children, like you say in Isaiah 54. We ask you to teach all the children and teach their big children, the parents, Father God, and teach those in the that are responsible in whatever schools or types of businesses to not encourage people to do things that are against your will. And we thank you, Father God, there have been some horrific things that have done. So, Father, we ask for your divine adjudication, Father God, even as Sabrina found an article about some parents that are suing the school after they encourage their daughter to change her gender without notifying the parents ahead of time. Excuse me, Father. Deliver me and my voice and every part of this temple, Holy Spirit, and all is connected, related to each of us, Father. You said, call upon the name of the Lord, and you will deliver us. Deliver all the children, Father. Deliver all the parents and deliver all those that can be delivered. Pray for those who despitefully use us, Father, just like you asked us to in Matthew 5:44, and I know it's also in Luke, Father. We pray for those who despitefully use us, because our battle is not against flesh and blood, even as that scripture for us to meditate on and from Ephesians 6:12. Our battle is not against our relatives. Our battle is not against my sister. Well, she may think doing certain things are really wise and clever, but she doesn't know. It's just different spirits that are speaking to her, Father. So we bind every one of those spirits that are speaking to all these people to say things, to do things that are offensive to you, including our family members. We bind every one of those devils. We put gags in their mouth in Jesus' name, and then not speak to any one of us or any of these children, all those trying to lead them astray in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine adjudication. Satan, you remain bound. All your underlings remain bound in Jesus' name, according to Matthew 18:18, and we're all in agreement. According to Matthew 16:19, according to Mark 3:27, we first bind the strong man in Jesus. You, the Satan, the mind blinder, are perpetually, continually bound, and all of your underlings, every spirit of Antichrist unloving, every spirit looking for love in the wrong places, every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy, every spirit trying to cause confusion to people, trying to cause ungodly fear, trying to cause people to look for love in the wrong places, trying to look people to look at the flesh instead of looking into the spirit realm in the way Father God wants. We bind every ungodly spirit in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit. You, Satan, and all your underlings are bound, even from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians chapter 2, 4-6, according to Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. In the end of Psalm 91, because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. And I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you for a long, satisfied life. We thank you for your divine intervention and adjudication, Father God, in Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We don't rejoice that the ungodly spirits are subject unto us, but they are. So Satan, you're bound. We command there be no further flow of power communication from all the demons in the second heavens, the bush of the deep, to all those I and every member of the body of Christ have, are, and ever will intercede for in Jesus' name, including all those standing for the truth. Every spirit railing against them is bound. All ungodly spirits are bound. We cut off all ungodly reinforcing spirits from every realm in Jesus' name. We close every portal in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit because of the blood of covenant. Because Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name in John 14:13-14, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, What does that mean to ask in your name, Lord Jesus? Do we have your blood on our lips and on our heart? Well, yes, but it's more than that. We actually walk as you walk. For even here unto you we call, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps, who did no sin. Neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. So people rail against us, we just are going to be able to go, quack, quack, like little ducks. We'll just let the water run off our back. It's not going to bother us, because we're looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Well, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on the help of all of us to keep our mind stayed on you, no matter what the devil's doing, jumping up and down. Oh, look at me, look at this, look at that terrible thing. Because we think about those things that are lovely, and as you've asked us to in Philippians 4:8, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for your truth. He that has received his testimony is set to a seal that God is true. We receive your testimony. We have your blood in our hearts. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. We thank you for speaking through us by the power of your spirit. So Satan, you're bound, all your underlings are bound, all these nasty spirits trying to cause children to do things they should not do, or even young adults to do things they should not do, are perpetually bound. And all the stealing spirits are perpetually bound in Jesus' name, including those trying to keep people from doing what the Word of God has been trying to tell all of us to do, and not just in the country of India, but in this country as well, including the United States of America, in Jesus' name. Because you told us, Father, in your Word. And whose report will we believe? Are we going to believe, well, the governor of my state said, you can't go to church anymore because of this so-called pandemic, whatever. You can't go to church because I say so. Mm-mm. Well, who are we going to believe? The Word of God says in Hebrews 10:24 and following, let us consider one another, provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much more as ye see the day approaching. Do we see that Jesus' return is getting a lot closer than when we first believed? It might be. I mean, nobody knows when Jesus is coming but the Father. Even Jesus says, though, in Mark, that only the Father knows, and he's eager to get his bride. He wants to go get his bride. He's like a young man eager to go to the church. Oh, boy. I've been keeping myself for X number of years, and now we've got the marital bed coming up. Oh, boy, I don't know what that's like, but I'm looking forward. Well, Jesus, he wants us to be united with him. We have one husband. We are wed to the living God, and we thank you, Lord. You know how to protect all of us, and we thank you for your divine adjudication for all the saints all over the globe, including in India. We request your divine adjudication of the righteous judge. In Jesus' name, in every area, Father God, in Jesus' name. Where am I, Father God? Help me, Jesus. Including those people, many, many churches, dozens of different churches in India who are apparently not allowed to hold worship services for the third consecutive Sunday after authorities imposed, what kind of authorities are they? Imposed a complete ban on Christian religious gatherings on the behest of the radical Hindu nationalist group, according to a report. More than 50 house churches in the, forgive my pronunciation, Lord, Haba district of Madhya Pradesh state were not allowed to gather for worship on Sundays due to the subdivision officer issuing a circular to police stations on the Dadala Magnar blocks declaring a complete ban on Christian gatherings that do not have permission from the local magistrate. The U.S.-based persecution watchdog international International Christian Concern reported in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name, and that you encourage your saints. You'll send the Holy Ghost to build them up on their most holy faith, Father God. They'll pray in the Spirit, Father God, the way you've told us to in the little book just before Revelation. Help me, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. He used the foolish things of this world to confound the things that are mighty. So we know, Lord, you used the weak things of the world. What's the weakest thing you made? The little seed of the woman. And what did you do? You overcome that huge archangel, Lucifer, who fell. You kicked him out of heaven, Father God. He's booted out of heaven, Father God. In Jesus' name, what did you use? The weakest little thing. That little seed of the woman is crushing the head of the serpent. And we thank you for crushing the head of that serpent, Father God, not just in India, but every nation. Stay in your bound, all your unknowns, about every spirit that's seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. Every spirit trying to steal the word of God from their hearts and minds. Every spirit trying to say, oh, we have to be afraid of man. Every spirit of ungodly fear is bound. Every spirit of fear and intimidation, Father God. Every spirit of not standing up for the living God is bound in Jesus' name. And every ungodly spirit associated with fear of persecution is bound in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to send the Holy Spirit and the people that you want, Father God, and your angels to strengthen the leaders of the churches, Father God, the pastors and those, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to give them your wisdom to make the right choice. You said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and abradeth not, and it will be given him. There are many house churches, Father God, that don't have to register with any governments. They just meet from house to house, just like they did in Acts chapter, wherever that was. I think it might have been chapter 2. They met from house to house, house churches. And what did they do? They broke bread daily from house to house. They didn't just meet in the synagogues. They met in their own areas. And just, Father God, as you used the church in Russia and different places, including in current day in China and other nations where the people, maybe in this nation, people have been persecuted, Father God. Where do they meet? They meet secretly, Father God. Even as we've heard Pastor Pat talk about people meeting even in the, and that they met, went, came in just one or two at a time to the graveyards, and they went to an empty building where they used to put, or mausoleum or whatever, they used to put dead bodies. And they went in and they took their little candles or their little flashlights or whatever. They went in and they had a worship service, Father God, at night, Father God. And who showed up there? But Khrushchev, and he repented of the terrible things of the communism, the things he was being told to do, Father God, because he was just a little pawn of Satan. We pray for those pawns of Satan being used to bring in communism and fascism and all these other isms trying to overthrow the church, including those behind Hinduism, Father. We bind every spirit behind Hinduism, fascism, communism, and every other ism that's trying to overthrow the church, including the church, trying to overthrow the church in Canada, Father God, in Jesus' name, where the Muslims are allowed to meet, but the Christians are not allowed to meet. We bind every one of these spirits of ungodly discrimination in Jesus' name, because you're no respecter of persons. We bind every spirit of discrimination in Canada, in India, in the United States, but in Russia and every other nation, including in China. We bind every spirit of persecution coming against the body of Christ, and we cancel their assignments, not just in India and in China, but every nation, including the United States of America and every nation. In Jesus' name, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. In Jesus' name, we're all in agreement. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. In Jesus' name. And Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. How do we overcome the accuser of the brethren? By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. And we don't love our natural lives as much as we love Jesus, because he really is our natural life. He is our supernatural life. And when we wake up, we're still with him. So what's the worst thing that can happen? We just wake up to be with Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for that. Many testimonies I've heard from different people. Many, many testimonies about a 14-year-old girl who physically died, and her parents were in the holiness movement, and they prayed for her, and she died. She was pronounced dead, and 2 hours later, she woke up and rang the call bell, and the nurse, I can remember, I've done some post-mortem cares in the ER, and the nurse came in and nearly passed out, because here was this person, she'd already done post-mortem care, and she was ringing the bell, you know, had the little tag on her toe already, and she said, hey, I want something to eat, because you can do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. You said, you raise the dead, we ask, cut about it. And you can put bones, you can put flesh on the bones, you can put the bones together, you can raise up the body of Christ, you can raise up the body of Christ all over your earth, Lord, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We ask that your will to be done, Father God, concerning the overturning of this horrific sacrifice of children that's going on, not just the United States of America, but after Roe versus Wade in 73, where it was authorized. It was even done before that. We bind up every one of those spirits of offering sacrifice of children to Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every one of those demons in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine adjudication. We thank you, Father God, even as the doctor Bernard Nathanson spake to author Terry Beatley back in 2009, just about a year before he died, and told her to continue spreading the pro-life message. She told her, teach the strategy of how I deceived America, quote-unquote, to accept abortion. We thank you, Father God, for helping the body of Christ to stand up. We thank you for Dr. Nathanson putting out the silent scream. I know that helped my daughter when she was being told by her friends to get an abortion all those years, 13 years ago. And she heard the ultrasound. She heard and she saw the images. This little thing has a beating heart already, and it's just a little teeny thing. It may not look completely like a human being yet, but it's got a heart beating. And, oh, my goodness, we thank you, Father God, for waking up the body of Christ and calling waking up the people that are thinking about giving their children the jab, the children that have virtually 100% chance of recovering, even those with pre-existing conditions, cancer or other heart diseases or other things, from getting the jab. The jab will not protect them. We have one Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. There's only one name under heaven given among men worldwide, and we must be saved, and it's not Fauci, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for waking up the body of Christ. We thank you, Father God, that you're teaching your church, even as when Beatley met with Nathanson, basically asked her to tell America how we sold abortion through a series of deceptions. She's since created the, quote, Hosea Initiative, based on the Bible verse in which God says, quote, my people perish for lack of knowledge, in Hosea 4:6. We thank you for causing your people to learn what you want them to learn. Give them all a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word, not just any old word, the living word. Even as Brother Bill said, yes, that word is very, very powerful, and no one God's spirit may snatch away a single word of the living God from any one of our hearts and minds, in Jesus' name, who has all power in heaven and earth, in Jesus' name, according to John 14:13-14. And Jesus says, thou shalt decree a thing that shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways, in Job 22:28, as joint heirs with Christ, as is written in Romans chapter 8, verses 15 to 17. We thank you, Father, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Thank you for hearing our intercessions, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood is sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. We thank you, Father God, for moving to help those, not just in the United Kingdom and the United States of America, to know what to do with the influx of people coming into the different nations, even as in the fourth prayer request, Father God, concerning the people in the United Kingdom, in England, trying to figure out what to do about all these people. They've had about 1,000 people arrive coming across the channel, Father God, and they're thinking about sending the Falkland Islands. And I remember that little conflict in the 1980s. Some of you may not have been around then, but I was. But we thank you, Father God. If you want them to send those people to the Falkland Islands, which, of course, Argentina thinks belongs to them, we thank you, Father God, for inspiring the people to do what you want them to do, in Jesus' name. We also ask, Father God, to give them the wisdom to make the right choices, Father God. Because our battle is not against flesh and blood. We know, Father God, that some of these people that are being brought across into this nation, Father God, are being brought across with deception, Father God. And I've heard some true testimonies about some of the people who come across. And there's some people who are supporting them, helping them to get in here, Father God. They all show up with all their devices, their clothes, and the same exact-looking plastic waterproof bags and brand-new cell phones with well-charged batteries. It's amazing how people can come across and be flown in the dead of night into Jacksonville, in Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for waking up the governor of Florida to the fact that people have been flown in there. We ask for your divine intervention against the so-called Biden regime, Father God, that are doing all these nasty things to distribute illegals all over the country, including not just in Florida and not just Jacksonville, but that area particularly as well, Father God. We ask for your divine intervention, adjudication, Father God, and you expose what's going on and dealing with it the way it needs to be dealt with, Father God. We love every human being, but we bind every one of the spirits of the coyotes and all those, Father God, that are taking advantage of, and people paying large sums of money to get their family members to be brought into this nation, some of them turned into sex slaves or worse. Father God, we ask for your divine help, Father God, for the young people that are brought into this nation that are being brought in under not just this nation, perhaps to England as well, the United States, the United Kingdom as well, and every other area. People are flooding across the borders. They're trying to be brought into many different nations. That's what Soros' little plan is, to homogenize the whole world so people forget what really is the history of America. Getting rid of all the statues, getting rid of all the history. We're not teaching their true history in schools anymore. Whatever the true history was, sometimes that's been blurred anyway. Father, we ask that the truth come forth, Father God, and people be confident of where they're living and what their true national origins are, Father God, including those in Poland and every other nation, will be able to stand up and say, well, I'm proud to be, not proud with a puffed up proud, but happy to be born in the nation I was born into. And we thank you, Father God, for being willing to open those into their nations that you want to be welcomed in, and helping them to be assimilated legally and only legally in Jesus' name. We ask for, even according to your word, as you had reminded me just recently, Father God, where was that? It was in Isaiah, thank you, Holy Ghost, Isaiah 60. We thank you for every nation where there are believers, Father God, in Jesus' name. Isn't that where it is, Lord? There it is, Isaiah 60. We've asked this, Father God, for this nation, the United States, as well as every other nation where they're trying to do all this nonsense. Isaiah 60, verse 18. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation. Jesus is our Savior. He's our wall, a wall around about us. Thank you for being a wall of fire around about in the glory and the midst, Father, by the power of your name, because of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. We call our walls salvation and our gates praise. As Pastor Sabrina was talking about, praising the Lord anyway. Even if you got a flat tire, hey, maybe it caused you from going someplace we shouldn't have been and avoiding an accident. We thank you for many. We don't always know why things happen the way they do, but we thank you, Lord. You're ruling and reigning on the earth today, even now. You know how to cut up with that. Heaven, promotion cometh neither from the east nor the west, from the south, but promotion cometh the Lord. We thank you for your promotion, raising up righteous rulers in every nation, Father God, including the United States, and getting rid of those that need to be gotten rid of, Father God. And we pray for those in authority, even as you asked us to, in 1 Timothy 2, beginning of verse 1. Pray for all those in authority, especially those in the church, but all those in the secular areas, Father God, in different federal, state, local governments, Father God. You move on their hearts, Father God, to do all and only what you want, and give them a holy, holy, holy fear of you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Because some of them have been marching around puffed up with pride, thinking, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this billions of dollars from supporting this vaccination push. Oh, it's going to line my pockets and be set forever. Oh, my goodness. Until, guess what? Until they go to hell, they burn forever. Father God, you said in your word, in Psalm 2, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine the vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, against Yahweh and against the Lord Jesus Christ, the anointed one, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thine inheritance. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. And he's speaking to all of us as kings and priests with him. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry with thee, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Wow. Thank you, Father, for drawing us to Lord Jesus. No man comes to Lord Jesus, save you, draw them. We didn't choose you. You chose us and ordained us that we should go and bring forth fruit. Help us to be anointed to bring forth fruit the way you want. God, we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication, also concerning this incident with Amazon being used to smuggle marijuana into India, Father God, in the Madhya Pradesh area, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for uncovering the 20 kilograms of marijuana on November 14th that a pair found from a firm in from Baotex, founded a firm, Baotex, which was registered with Amazon as a vendor. We thank you, Father God, for uncovering all the things that are being done, not just by Amazon and not just in India. Oh, a lot of things going on in the world, Father God. A lot of interesting things going on, Father God, in Jesus' name. And you said in Matthew 10:26, Jesus speaking, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. I thank you for the amazing revelations, Father God, that has been coming out recently, Father God. And I don't know, you need at least the mouth of two witnesses to know whether things are true or not. I don't know about this Dr. David Martin's revelation, Father God, about all this stuff. But of all these things, if it is true, Father God, it's amazing. It's actually all these different patents that have been issued since the 1990s and more recently, like 2014, et cetera, about all these things, about the plan. Yeah. light what needs to be brought to light in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. You know exactly what's going on, and it's going to be in your way and in your time. In Jesus' name.
How you loved me so much that you died on Calvary.
And it's written in Daniel chapter 2, verse 47. The king answered unto Daniel, said,
and
of a truth,
though
it is that your God is the God of gods,
back then,
above Baphomet, above every nasty spirit, above the of a truth, it is that your God is the God of gods, the Lord is King, and the revealer of secrets, and that's what revealed this secret. And how was this secret revealed? The God has favored the God of heaven.